белья, серой болью всю душу свело, кокаина серебряной пылью, все дороги пути замело. А в 8 лет школу я посещала, где сидеть сиротою была, а 15-й мне миновала, я курила.
Hello and welcome to another edition of My Thai TV. This is Krampus. And I'm joined today by
the Party Wolf, John Hambone McGuire.
And we killed George. There is no George on this episode. He is dead.
You killed George?
He's dead. He's dead to the world.
That's a dick move, Krampus.
I don't care what you say, Hambone. Do you know everything about penis?
I know lots of things about penis.
Anyway, shut up. What are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about the new Netflix series, The OA. We're also going to talk about our favorite Star Wars games and the new Rogue One movie out in theaters now. We are also...
What else?
Oh, I'm going to teach you how to make a drink called the Saturn. We are going to unbox the latest Marvel box. We are going to unbox the new mug crate, which I'm very excited about. It looks to be a Christmas theme. Even though George is dead, I've covered up his address. You're welcome, Krampus.
I don't care. If they know where George lives, who cares? That means he might get some, like, presents. Or, I don't know, make it late or something. I don't know. Anyhow, how are you doing this holiday season? How's it treating you so far?
It's been treating me very good, Krampus. I've actually done most of my shopping on Amazon.com.
That is such a cheap plug. Do you know how to do anything except for cheap plugs?
No, I don't, because we're going to use Fee Brothers for Larnum today. And we're also going to use my favorite, Libra & Co. Passion Fruit Syrup.
And clearly that's a ninja blender.
Krampus, I will DDT you through this motherfucking couch. It's clearly
okay,
not a ninja.
I want to drink. Make me a drink, mother.
Well, I made a drink right in front of you right now. It's called the Saturn. This is a long-lost tiki cocktail actually made with gin. This is the first tiki cocktail that we're making here at the Headhunters Lounge using gin. It's also the first that we're going to use Falernum, which is a ginger lime syrup with a nice little hint of almond extract. And the first one that we're going to make without using simple syrup.
I can't fit it in my hole. Put it in my hole.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Slowly.
Up there. Up, 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 up. Just check it through your nose. Do it like it's a sweet line. You crazy Krampus animal.
That's the wrong hole.
That's
like I tell you every night, wrong hole.
All right, so we're going to make this drink for you right now. We use some fresh squeezed lemon juice first and foremost. Now, I actually, since I'm using these bigger glasses, I'm going to make doubles for us both because I feel like I'm going to need a double to get through this bullshit. So here we go. We're going to use 1 full ounce of freshly squeezed lemon juice.
Freshly squeezed is for pussies. Couldn't you just like use the bottle? It's so much easier.
I could have used the bottle. But George, who is no longer with us, would have chastised me on air for trying to use bottle shit using fresh stuff. So there's going to be 1 ounce of passion fruit syrup.
I like passion fruit.
You're a very passionate person, aren't you, Krampus?
I can't fit in the hole. Is there even a hole?
I don't think I know you well enough to answer that, Krampus. We're going to use 1/2 ounce of falernum.
Falernum? What the hell is falernum?
It is...
A what
ginger
is it,
lime. It is a ginger lime syrup with a little hint of almond extract. Now, this is the fun part. I just learned how to pronounce orgeat today because I've been saying it wrong for the entire 20.
It's orgeat.
It is not orgeat.
Orgeat.
I googled it, Krampus.
Yes,
I've been saying it wrong for 26
you
episodes.
Your U.S. to French translation thing because you cheat.
Yeah, that's called Google. Everybody cheats.
Blah.
All right, so we're using 1/2 ounce of this.
Krampus cheats for no one.
And then we're going to use, instead of using the 1.25 ounces normally required for this drink, we're going to use 3 ounces of dry gin. Lord only knows that doesn't end well for anybody.
Real men drink rum.
Right, real. This is the exception to the rule here.
There is too much dead air. The only thing that needs to be dead right now is you, Hambone.
Well, live and kicking, Krampus. I work out. So I'm going to take this over off screen and run away from Krampus for a second. We're going to blend this right up for a few seconds.
I use a fancy ninja blender. I don't know what he uses. Real men use ninja. You hear him grinding? He's grinding the souls of children. Because that's what's actually in it. That's why he's doing it old school. And off camera. Souls are in this drink. You went away for too long.
Well, you missed me.
No, say, I did not miss you.
Say you missed me.
I didn't miss you.
All right, so we have a nice frozen drink right here.
Okay, we are going to call people.
You're going to call people now?
I'm ready to destroy souls.
So make some calls. Destroy some souls.
But first, I must tell you a history lesson. I come from Germany, a place where there's not much of anything worth anything except for Wiener Schnitzels and hot dogs. And what else, Hambone? I can't think of anything. There's nothing good there. There's nothing good. Because they, you know, austerity and Greece and shit. Nothing good about Germany, but except for me, I come to take bad children that do not perform properly during the year into the forest where I do with them as I please, give them to Hamble. Anyway.
Out of my children?
Yes, yes, yes. We know about you and children, Hambone. Regardless, I take children who have been naughty and not nice. I am the anti-Santa Claus. They call me Krampus. You know this, right?
It's a dance. Anyhow, in high school.
This is a great drink.
It is a great drink.
Put it in my hole. Put it in my hole. Put it in my hole. You're buzzing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in your hole.
Why can't you get in the hole? It's the f***ing thing in there.
I can't find the hole.
You suck, Hambone. You suck. Why is it not doing anything? Okay, we need to call. We need to take the
first hole.
Broadcast
has been interrupted. Santa has interrupted the broadcast. So it's no longer live on Facebook, Krampus.
He's not working.
This is Christopher McNally.
Why is Facebook Live not working?
I don't know. Ask Christopher.
I don't understand. So we are not being seen by the general public.
We are not being seen by the general public.
I think that's fine because I bless Chris McNally with AIDS.
Oh, no. Is
yes, yes. You and your ugly f***ing children, too. They're all horrible. Horrible, horrible. You
Please
are a
don't
miserable
put me
human.
In your burlap sack.
The only thing I like about you is you're a lawyer, which means you're cruel and unusual punishment to people who deserve it. You are a miserable human being, Chris McNally.
They call me Esquire.
I hope all your trains burn in the night.
No!
Like your soul.
How can you be so cruel?
Because you deserve it. The only thing wonderful about you is the fact that you introduced me to pink flamingos and made me decide that I want to be the most disgusting, miserable human in the world.
Oh my gosh.
And I, Chris McNally, love you, Krampus, more than the thought of original sin.
You, Chris McNally. You horrible human. Horrible. You are disgusting. You're overweight and you're miserable. Miserable.
More than the death march.
And you and your wife, too. I don't know how she deals with you. You disgust me. Anyway, I will come on Christmas. I will kidnap your children, especially the mongoloid 12-year-old who's actually 6. They will come with me.
Krampus?
They will come with me. I will take them, and I will subservient them. And then they will return to you when they are 20, and you won't understand what they were.
He'll have more fun with you than me.
Krampus, out! Hang up on him. I don't know how to hang up on this. Krampus, out!
We love you, Krampus!
No, die!
You're my hero!
Shut up! Why can't I hang up on the phone?
I don't know. Krampus!
The phone, Hambone!
You got a password on this! I don't know your password is!
I don't know. I don't have a fingerprint! Oh,
f***! Yeah,
my demon hands! Don't look at my demon hands! Krampus, out! How's that? We did very well just now, right?
I feel like I'm an accessory.
I have a feeling this episode is going to go very well. Would you like to do a Krampus call? Would you like to discuss something? Or would you like to open a box?
I feel like it's a good thing we went off live air for you, buddy. Let's open up a box.
Open up something. What are you opening?
I'm going to open up first the new Marvel box with Wolverine on it.
Oh, that is awesome. I love the X-Men.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
I love Mephisto.
I kind of feel like you would be down with Mephisto.
I like Mr. Sinister.
So this is, it looks like an X-Men box. So the first collector's pin is a Magneto helmet. Magneto helmet.
I love bad guys.
You are a bad guy.
Very good, very good. What else?
The t-shirt this month is pretty awesome.
I hope it's not anything that has to do with the Xavier School of Retards.
Xavier's school. It's a rating team.
God damn it.
See, you can't always get what you want, Krampus.
I can't with that. I can't make it go away.
I did.
What else is in Mox?
A comic book.
Champions, because they can't say X-Men anymore, because everything is, what do you call them? Immortals or something.
We have a pretty sweet...
I hate Mystique.
Okay.
I hate Mystique. Mystique is bad. There's nothing good about her.
The pin this month, the patch this month is Storm.
Storm's hot.
All right, we're getting somewhere. And
it better be Wolverine on a motorcycle.
Wolverine on a motorcycle.
Yes.
Awesome.
I hate vehicles. I hate vehicles in boxes. I'd rather have two.
What?
I don't know. I think we should call somebody.
All right, let's make another Krampus call.
Okay.
Let's call Chris Bueller.
Chris Bueller. But should we call Ian? Isn't he the one who's there?
You know what? Let's get Ian an early call.
Yes, call Ian. Oh, it's my code is for everything.
You just said that on air.
I don't give a
All right.
Krampus. I can't fit the hole. Is there no hole?
All right, Krampus, you want the spoilers? This drink is terrible.
Really?
Just like your soul.
Oh, you don't like drink?
I made the drink. I don't even like the drink.
These episodes go into shit in a handbag.
At least we're going there together, Krampus. All right, here we go. Calling in.
Hola.
Hey, this is Krampus calling. Who is this?
This is Ian.
Ian!
Who's Krampus?
Name is Ian. Ian is for pretentious fools like Ziering. Like people who are like, look at me, I'm all perfect and snobbish. I live in Beverly Hills. That's about all that is good about anyone named Ian. It's like Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan's pretty, that's pretty rough.
What have you done that's been good this year, Ian? Why do you deserve presents and not for me to take your soul, you s***?
because I'm a good good Irish Catholic who
there's nothing good about the Irish. You guys are dogs. There's nothing good at all about Irish people except for Irish soda bread.
Well,
Corby Hash.
I can't agree with you there, Krampus.
I do not like this Ian person. His last name is Hispanic, so he's kind of a mongrel anyway. It's Ian Gonzalez. So he's pretentious, he's a wasp, he's Irish, and he's Hispanic. What is good about him? Your children will be kidnapped by me. I will take their souls, Ian Gonzalez.
I don't have any children, Krampus.
Yes, that's what you think. I've met your other women. I know about your three other children. The one when you were 18, the one when you were 14, the one when you were 9. You, Ian Gonzalez, are a failure. I bless you with AIDS. That is all I have to say to you. Krampus out. Okay, let's discuss Star Wars. I did not see the Star Wars thing. What were your thoughts on the Rogue Squadron?
Rogue One was awesome.
That's it. Talk to me.
Well,
Tell me how the movie went.
The movie went great. I can't really talk to you about it, Krampus. Even though you're a colossal dick, I don't want to ruin it for you. Because it's
awesome. I don't
understand.
I am not a dick. I do my job, and I do it well.
Yeah, but what's the title of your job?
I am angry. Soul-stealing, children-abducting, creature of the night.
It's a colossal dick. Yeah, so Rogue One was awesome. It was the Star Wars movie that I've been waiting many, many years to see. And what's cool about it is...
Did you just fart?
I didn't fart.
You farted.
Yeah, you farted.
You just farted on air.
Hey, Krampus, you smelt it? Dealt it. Ha.
No. I heard it. It came out of your
It did not come out of my asshole. The phone vibrated.
Okay, talk about Squadron.
It's Star Wars Rogue One.
There is nothing good about Star Wars.
Everything's good about Star
Except
Wars.
Except for the last movie that came out.
Is
this
is
as
Rogue
good
One.
As the last one?
It's better.
This took place because of a stupid line in the first movie, which is now the fourth movie, where they said, oh, we went through a lot to get this. Why would you make a movie about a line?
Because they went through a lot to get this.
This is such crap.
It's
this
actually crucially important to the Star Wars story.
This is the Disney monopoly. Trying to take over, trying to take your children's souls, when I'm the one that should own their souls, not Disney.
That's fair. I can't argue that. They have a monopoly on souls.
What was your favorite part of the movie? Don't spoil or I will kill you.
The favorite part of the movie, don't spoil or you will kill me.
What's that, Chewbacca in it?
No. How about, okay, my favorite part of the movie that I can say without spoiling anything for you? AMC in Clifton now has a soda machine right down there.
I am actually
kind of
Chewbacca.
Field.
Look how furry I am.
Oh, God.
It's all Chewbacca down there.
Yeah, seriously.
90% fur. I'm German.
You're German?
Yes.
I thought you were Greek.
No, there's nothing Greek. That stupid idiot George is Greek. I put him on the list. He's gone.
He's on the list? He's gone?
He's on the list. So, do you recommend the movie? Talk about it.
I highly recommend the movie. I do not want to spoil this for the people who are watching at home. They haven't seen it yet.
How can you be anything to spoil?
There's tons of shit to spoil.
There's lots of death out here. That's good.
Here's the thing, folks. Make sure you look at the left bottom corner of the screen sometimes. There you go. That's what I said.
What do you mean?
You gotta see it to find out, Krampus.
Will I recognize it when I see it?
You might.
I am going to go see it on Christmas Eve at Alamo in Brooklyn.
So, are you free Christmas Eve because the other guy's doing his thing? Is that what's up? That's where you're, like, free to go to the movies on Christmas Eve?
Santa Claus, I don't kidnap the children. Like, I know ahead of time.
You know ahead of time.
If you're a child of crime and seduction, I know about it all year long. It's not you just do it Christmas Eve.
So
you're not any captured. It's not a Christmas Eve thing.
So that's like your day off.
That's
like,
my day off. I just sit home and masturbate and watch Rogue Squadron.
That actually sounds like a pretty good Christmas Eve to me.
Damn straight. And I'm going to go get a mug. They got a Star Wars mug.
They're going to have it in stock this time? Like,
no, I don't know. But I got to get my Gremlins mug, too. They just got it back. God damn it. Alamo, Brooklyn, house. You need to have your mugs in when we come. We come from
get
Jersey.
Together,
now
bro.
Everybody's a Williamsburg hipster. And can just go there and get mugs. I need my Gremlins mug. Do you have your Gremlins mug yet?
No, mine won't be shipped to me until January, but I knew that ahead of time. Thanks,
Mondo. I think now would be a perfect segue to open up a box of mugs.
So speaking of mugs, we got the brand new box from Mug Crate, which we are super excited about.
It's in a hole. It's just my nose, right?
It's just your nose, buddy.
God damn it, it's the tongue, right?
It's the tongue, yeah.
Let me just...
Your choice of ensemble, you chose poorly there.
Yeah. I'm Krampus.
All right, so first we're going to look through the sweet envelope.
I don't care, I want to call somebody. Let us see whose heart we're going to destroy right now. Let's see if someone answers. Let's do randoms.
No, don't do randoms.
Let's do randos.
Doing randoms is a very bad idea.
We shall randomly call people.
I would not do that.
I'm going to do it right now.
I was against this. That's terrible.
Right now, we're doing it. Answer the phone, my...
Hello?
Cliff Cooper! Do you know who this is?
Is this Krampus?
Fuck yeah, Cliff Cooper! I hear you gave up in Los Angeles. You failed miserably and you came crawling back to New Jersey. Is there truth to this?
There's no truth to it.
You are still in Los Angeles?
No, I'm in New Jersey.
You are in the hell known as New Brunswick. There is nothing good about New Brunswick. There's nothing good of anything under 129 on the Parkway. Do you understand, Cliff Cooper?
Yeah, I see that.
Technically, I take exit 130, though,
Shut up, Krampus!
Krampus!
I do not understand why you are still there, you sufferable, I can't even speak English, it's Cliff Cooper, he's so vile, he's so wrong, he's a mediocre photographer, he's not even good at that.
Hey.
He's like kind of Asian and kind of white. I don't really know what he is, but he is all ugly all the time, and he's got this mullet.
God, I just see a World Star video in your future, Krampus.
Am I live on Tiki Bar?
Damn straight.
You are live on My Thai TV. This is the Party Wolf, John Hambo McGuire, sitting next to Krampus, and we're calling you.
Yes, Cliff Cooper. Cliff Cooper is my first victim I ever victimized 3 years ago when I gave it to him up the ass off the air.
Wow, he's still around.
He is still on the air.
Proof that bribery works, folks.
Cliff, I wish you a horrible, horrible Christmas. I wish you the bubonic plague. I wish horrible things on you. Do you understand me?
Yes, thank you, sweetheart.
You are... it's wonderful to have you back to Jersey where you belong, you failure. Krampus, out. Okay, unbox.
Unbox. So, Mug Crate, pretty cool. We have a totally sweet air freshener.
What is it?
You can't see it.
What is it?
It is...
People on the air, there's podcast. You understand? It doesn't say pictures.
Oh, I know, but I'm not messing with people on the podcast right now, Krampus. I'm messing with you. It is a shrunken head. We also have another sweet swizzle stick, which is awesome. It says Ohana on it from Luau at the Lake.
Yes, it is the greatest place in the world.
It really is. We have another swizzle stick. Ooh, this one's really fun. From the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen. I just heard about this show recently, and I'm really looking forward to checking it out.
The woman on there is annoying. Her voice is insufferable.
Well, I will judge that for myself, Krampus.
What else is in the box?
What's in the box?
Is there peanuts in the box?
There's so many circus
peanuts.
Oh,
I hate
the
peanuts
box. There's so many circus peanuts. So we have coffee shop of horror, Zombie Dirt Coffee, which is an espresso. I'm excited to try this out. We also have, it's a shrunken head Christmas ornament.
That is awesome.
I'm going to give this to Miss Allison upstairs.
You can't have it.
On our tree.
You can't have it.
I'm leaving Miss Allison.
Yes, my, I don't know who this Allison is.
No, you don't.
But I hear her husband is f***ing beautiful.
Was. I thought you killed him.
Yes. I've hung his skin in my living room.
Oh, wow, we've got a sweet bottle opener.
That is awesome.
Which is great for when you're not making the tiki drinks. You can drink some beers with this.
What else is in this box? Put a mug plate with the mug.
Get the mug out. Circus peanuts everywhere.
It is uncomfortably warm in this basement
of
yours.
Well, before I get to the mug, we've got two pretty awesome Christmas cards from Mug Crate. You can fill out yourself, which is super awesome. This Happy Holidays one is probably my new favorite Christmas card with the chick on the rum bottle with the tentacles coming out of it. For the win, Mug Crate. For the win. Now, this mug is super, super awesome. If I could get it open.
Don't break it. You have those feminine hands. They break things.
I've got very loving hands. I've been told.
They're soft.
Very soft hands.
Like your soul.
So, shrunken head, tiki mug, which is really, really cool looking. I love the sculpt
Who
on it.
Who makes it?
I can't see. This is...
Are you blind? You're wearing glasses.
Yeah. I can't really tell. It's failure. Awesome, though. I failed. Okie dokie. So that is our mug crate. I'm going to try to get these circus peanuts back in here later. And that's our boxes for tonight. But you know what, Krampus?
What?
We've got an unboxing for you.
No, what do you give me? I don't like anything. No! What are you doing? I hate you! What is this crap?
Merry Christmas, Krampus.
Oh, no. I hate when people are nice to me. What is this? Shoes? Charlie Brown Christmas. What is this? I'm frightened. Oh my god.
It's Nightcrawler.
It's Nightcrawler.
That's a cat.
It's a kitty cat Nightcrawler.
It's a kitty cat Nightcrawler.
Where did you find this?
It's been handmade. From a lovely gal in Connecticut.
I will kill you and keep it for myself.
I know you will, buddy.
I want this for mine, not you.
There you go, buddy.
This is wonderful.
Krampus cat. There you go. It's about love, Krampus. It's about love.
Bad love. Bad love.
It just made it weird. But yes, it's about love, Krampus.
You want to call somebody else?
Let's call somebody else. Now, we call Bueller.
We did not call Bueller.
We'll call Bueller.
No, we didn't.
Call Bueller.
Call Bueller. I can't believe you made a bad drink.
Hey, look, 26 episodes, Krampus. One's bound to turn up. Not so Milhouse.
Well, you know, after this one, there won't be another. Do we do more?
Another gin drink? No. I've come to the revelation that gin should not be used in tiki drinks. It should not be the main component. I flew too close to the sun, people. Too close to the sun, Krampus.
This is the worst episode ever.
No.
And I love it.
Episode 16 was the worst episode ever.
Episode 16 was what?
Hello.
I don't remember. I was
wasting. Chris Bueller. Do you know who this is?
I don't know. The caller ID didn't come up with anything. Who is
this? This is Krampus. And I've called to wish you a horrible Christmas. You horrible human being. You know why you are horrible? You know why you're horrible.
I'd like to hear it, though. I do know, but I think everyone should know.
You invite Krampus to the Moon Tower! You son of a b***h!
Oh, please. I'm not even there. I'm never there. You know that.
Yes, yes, yes. You have this evil lair. It's like the Fortress of Solitude. Has he ever invited us to the Fortress of Solitude? No, not at all. We have yet to come, you evil, evil son of a... This year, I bless that a pony steps on you at the St. Patrick's Day parade in West Orange and then shits on you. And then it shits on you again. You horrible, horrible human being. And then you get pony AIDS.
Oh, pony AIDS.
Do you understand me?
I do. I do. It's a little harsh, but I'll take the punishment.
Anyway, that is all. You are a horrible human being. I expect my moon tower invite in the coming year. That is all. Krampus out. Okay, let's discuss the OA.
Yes, let's discuss the
OA. So, last week I was just reading and everybody said the OA is going to drop on Friday. This is a new Netflix show. Long 8 episodes, just like Stranger Things, but not. Weird fiction. It's kind of like Westworld meets Martyrs, my favorite horror movie of all time. And a little bit of Stranger Things because there's like children having sex and stuff. What do you think of the OA?
I thought it was really good. I thought that the OA was going to be something completely different than it turned out to be. Again, something I'm not going to spoil for people because there's definitely a lot of twists in the series. I will say I really do enjoy Netflix taking chances and making really weird shit that definitely would not work on regular television. I also like the fact that it's only 8 episodes, and that's how they get you. Because I figured it out. I figured out the Netflix hack.
What have you figured out?
I figured out that the Netflix hack, making their series only 8 episodes, it's like you're guaranteed to watch it in a week. If you're not going to actually binge it like I did and watch it in 2 days, you watch the first 2 episodes on the first night, you watch 1 or 2 each day for the rest of the week, and you'll have seen it in less than a week. That's how they get you.
This is a weird show. Like, in the super first weird episode, you're watching, you're like, what the hell is this crap? It's like Leftovers on crack.
Yeah,
and then it gets weird, and then it goes backwards, and then you're in Russia, and then there is, like, death and back to life, and then the credits roll at the end, and her name is not OA, it's actually Away. Like, it is so weird. And Prairie, who the hell names their child Prairie? This is the worst fucking name ever.
I agree. It's the worst fucking name ever.
Yes, I'd rather be named Away. Anyway, see what I did there? I actually am up to episode number 5, and I'm really liking it. The show is a mind f***.
It is. It only gets mind f*** here. I finished the series last night.
It was amazing. So, what do you recommend people watch this? Who do you recommend this as a fan of?
I absolutely recommend people watch this. I think people, if you're a fan of Stranger Things, if you're a fan of things like Twin Peaks, if you are a fan of really, really abstract science fiction, Altered States, this is the movie, the TV show for you. It's only 8 episodes, too, because by the time you hit, like, episode 6, you're like, shit, I only got 2 left, you're going to finish it. Easy peasy.
So I recommend the OA. I recommend it to fans of Westworld, which ended up amazing. Like, they could have ended the show after season 1 and been like, holy shit, this is the best show ever.
I'd be good with it.
And Stranger Things is my favorite show ever, next to Game of Thrones. Fantastic.
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 Wonderful!
Do you know what else would be fantastic right now?
What else would be fantastic
right now? Let's call Ken Lucas.
All right, let's do it.
Do I have your phone number?
I'm going to check the feed to see if the feed went back up at any point.
I doubt it. I don't care.
I doubt it, too.
Because we got to edit the shit out of this episode.
Fix it in post.
Hello, you have reached Upper Emeritus 1.5. How can I help you?
Jesus Christ, Papa! I meant to call Ken f***ing Lucas, but clearly I called the wrong person. You are the s***y lead singer of Ghost, or at least the third one or something. I hate you, even though you are evil and great at the same time. You have single-handedly given this show the greatest rated episode ever, and their fans want to f*** Hambone and George up the ass.
They do. They don't even want to buy us dinner first.
What are you doing for the holidays, Papa?
Well, I am going off to Scandinavia or Sweden or something like that to celebrate with the crew.
Scandinavia? What is in Scandinavia behind stupid blonde people?
Ice. Lots of ice.
Lots of ice. I like that. Cold as my soul. I think I've misjudged you. I will not bless you with AIDS. I will bless you with the souls of the children I kidnapped this year. Would that accommodate your wanderlust?
That sounds pleasant. I like the way you think, Krampus.
Oh, I think I found my superior demon.
Did you just make a face turn?
I don't understand, but it is wonderful. Papas, this is the greatest Christmas ever. I think this is a Christmas miracle. Thank you.
I think you should get rid of Hamborn and have me as your co-host.
No!
Oh, that is a wonderful
idea.
Eviscerate him. I shall cut his organs out and drape them around my body as I'm going kidnapping children. How does that sound, Papa?
Don't encourage him!
It sounds perfect.
Oh, you have the most blessed holiday. Don't forget, Papa. Make sure you put the Krampus in Christmas. Krampus!
Oh, I will.
Krampus out. Okay, so let's discuss our favorite Christmas movies now that I'm joyous.
I didn't see that coming.
I did not see that coming either. I'm exuberant right now.
I
have a boner.
I can tell.
A demon boner.
Don't point that thing at me, Krampus. Jesus.
What is your favorite holiday movie?
My favorite holiday movie? All time.
Yes.
Gremlins.
That sucks, because that is mine too, so I must pick another one.
All right, I'll pick another one.
No, my favorite one is Santa Claus.
Mine's White Christmas.
White Christmas sucks.
You suck.
Gremlins is great, especially the scene where, like, her father died coming down the chimney pretending to be Santa Claus.
Wow.
That is the best scene in the whole movie, which is like, my father, he came down, he wanted to surprise us all, and he got stuck, and he died, just like the bird died in my Christmas chimney a couple of days ago. We had to clean it out.
Oh, wow. So did you like it when she told that story again in Gremlins 2, except this time it was 4th of July?
I did not see Gremlins 2. I have not seen it since I was a child. I don't remember much about it. I just don't understand how they wear the makeup. Like, how do the gremlins know to where do they get gremlin-sized clothing and know how to wear makeup?
The American Girl doll store.
So I saw Gremlins 3 weeks ago at said Alamo Theater. They did a one-time showing and they gave a Tiki Farm Gremlins mug. It's amazing. Oh my god, I'm sweating so bad. My eyes are burning. Yeah. Anyhow,
I'm downwind from that.
I haven't seen Gremlins in a very, very long time, and I found it to be exuberant. I just don't understand why nobody pondered where this new creature came from. Like, if there were Mogwais in existence all the time, wouldn't you think that'd be the greatest thing ever? Like, I love Mogwais, but even, wait, before you talk, couldn't the U.S. government, possibly under the great Donald Trump, use the gremlins in gremlin format as weapons of furry destruction?
Well, if they're furry, they're still cute.
But they destroy.
But
it took seconds to create millions of them. They destroyed a whole city. It was wonderful. I don't understand if you knew what a gremlin was. You'd be like, I'll destroy North Korea. Like, just throw a gremlin in and get it wet. And be like, go, gremlin, destroy North Korea.
And, like, what, feed it after midnight and just, well, whack
just
it just
go to town. Bubbles on the back.
Here's a taco.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I'm so enamored by the gremlin.
You love gremlins.
And then Spike. Like, why were the ones that came from the Mogwai, what was his name?
Stripe?
No, the little one. Come on, Hambone, think. What was the small, cute Gizmo?
Gizmo.
Why were all the ones that came from this lovable, huggable, little furball, why did they turn evil?
Because he had the heart still. He was, like,
well, why were they evil? Didn't the heart come from him?
Yeah.
In Fallout Shelter, if you take someone with two people with strength, charisma, and you put them together, you get a new child with strength and charisma. Wouldn't Gizmo also create happy gremlins? Instead, they were all angry.
I don't know, man. I've met some of my friends' kids. They're dicks.
Could it be that man-child that got the gremlin as a gift, could it be that he showed Gizmo more affection than the offshoot beast that he created from his back?
Probably did. I would. Gizmo's adorable.
Let's talk further in the movie now.
Yes.
They kill a lot of people. That's understandable.
They go sick house on the town.
But they're little. They just do lots of bitey-bitey. How did they learn how to use guns? Where did they get the guns from?
They watched TV.
What?
And they, in the 80s, they sold guns like everywhere.
So you think it was television that ruined their lives?
Oh, absolutely.
Millennials would never be able to survive in the Gremlin universe.
Oh, absolutely not. Forget about
Absolutely not.
You know, first off, they would have never thought to use the camera to blind them. They never would have left the stove on and blown buildings up, you know?
Why use the movie theater to congregate?
Because Snow White was playing. They want to go to a movie. What do most people do on Christmas?
Like
they
flash,
go to the movies.
It seemed very much like a flash forward to like the Batman Returns situation in the movie theater. Like where they said they burn them all down and use guns. But it's a similar thing, but reverse engineered for evil.
For evil.
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 I am a fan of evil.
You do like
evil. I am Krampus.
You are Krampus. You are the mighty Krampus.
Talk to me more. Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you've seen this masterpiece?
4 days ago.
You saw it 4 days ago, too, so it's fresh in your mind.
I watch Gremlins at least, like, once a month.
Phoebe K, hot piece of ass, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Phoebe
K's
adorable in Gremlins. Getting out of the pool in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? God bless you, girl.
Phoebe K, if you're still alive, Hambone. Right here. 973-868-5292.
Not my number, but DM me.
I wonder if she's still hot.
She's a very attractive woman.
I also a huge fan of Die Hard.
Die Hard is a very underrated Christmas movie, Krampus.
Greatest
I'm glad you and I are on the same page for something finally.
Greatest bad guy ever.
Hans Gruber.
Ah, rest in peace, Hans Gruber.
Shoot.
You were a great man.
He was a great man.
Great
Al Rickman.
Man. He's my second favorite German villain. Next to
no.
the bad guy in the Money Pit.
Oh, thank God.
Remember that, Hans?
He
was a Hans, too. What's going on? Why are you laughing uncontrollably? The blonde guy from the Money Pit who, like, stole Tom Hanks' wife just because the f***ing bathtub fell down. Really? Really? Oh, I play a violin really good. Tom Hanks is f***ing Tom Hanks. That is my other favorite Hans. Who's your other favorite Hans?
Hans and Franz from the Saturday Night Live skit.
They're not real.
Neither is Hans Gruber.
No, Hans Zimmer is your next favorite. What else do we have to discuss today? I'm fucking hot.
We have made it through all our topics.
And it's what time?
It is now 9:15. We went long tonight.
That is a wonderful episode. Have we blessed everyone we were supposed to bless with AIDS with AIDS?
I think that you gave everyone AIDS that you meant to give AIDS to, Krampus.
I understand everything now. That is it. I just want to let you know that this is a possibility that this might be my last Krampus ever.
Oh, say it ain't so, Krampus.
I find myself overjoyed with the souls, but I feel like I've done my time and I now still need to pass along my death and destruction to a new savior.
You might need to pass it on to a new savior. Who would that savior be, Krampus?
That, I believe, should be you, Hambone.
But I have a heart of gold, Krampus.
You lie. We all know you're a piece of shit inside.
No, I'm not. I'm such a good
boy. You are
boy.
A horrible person.
I'm a buff baby. I could dance
you
like a man.
You pretend, but you connive, and you take everyone like pawns and move them around your chessboard. And then you're like, Hambone, perfect. The perfect evil is that which you think is okay and normal. The happiest man is the one that will turn and destroy you. Never forget, this is evil incarnate. How can they reach you, Hambone?
You can find me at Twitter at Hambreaker. You could also find me at MyTieTV.com, where there are past episodes, many of which do not include us giving AIDS to anybody.
I can be found at Krampus.com. At the Asbury Park Krampus Festival in Germany, in the Himalayan mountains, eating the souls of children. At Krampus on Twitter, at Krampus on Instagram, on Krampus at Periscope, and Krampus on Elo. This is Krampus. This is
the party with John Hambone McGuire.
This is My Tie TV. We are out.
Merry Christmas.
Перебиты поломаны крылья, серой болью всю душу свело. Кокаина серебряной пылью все дороги пути замело.
You gotta be dripping sweat. Oh my God, you're so f***ing sweaty. Take a sip.
Can't get up a straw.